Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Swing and you may lay to that.
Wait, wait. We reach out and grab one, okay? Two, three. Get him, get in! Close it, get it shut! Hold him, get his weapons. Keep still, bar the hatch!
Calm, right? Just calm the hell down. We don't want to hurt you.
I do. Give me the pistol. Where are you taking us?
To sail.
Where?
I don't know. Wherever we came.
Where did you sail from? I don't think those men will treat us any worse if we kill you. Tell me.
From the sea. From the sea.
Which port did you sail from?
No port. From the sea. Then we seen you.
Before that, where did you come from?
Cap. What's your name, son?
Pete.
Pete. What is the first thing you remember?
I told her we were at sea. Then we spied you.
Okay, well, how long have you been doing this?
I told you, since we were at sea. Then I seen you.
All right, do you remember a time when you didn't know the captain and this crew?
We were at sea.
Where did you get schooled in your trade?
There ain't no schooled. I was at sea. I'll say again, then we spied you.
What are you?
Gentleman of fortune.
And before that?
Ain't no before that.
All right. Are you saying you recall nothing before you were here?
Do you?
Someone take a belt off and tie him up.
I don't know. I mean, if he's acting, I don't know how or why.
Maybe a cult? Isolated community?
Well, it doesn't much matter now. He thinks he's a pirate. I've got no idea what's going on.
Yes, yes, yes.
What?
Neither have they.
Calvary, this is Venus. We thank you ever so much for your help with our repairs and are ready to send back your crew. Has Bjorn finished his dinner?
Venus, this is Captain George Garion of the research ship Calvary. Please confirm, do you have illegal females on board?
Calvary, this is Venus. Captain Garion, we do not have any illegal people on board. Could I please speak with Mr. Fredrickson?
Venus, under the Articles of the Treaty of St. John's, we have arrested Mr. Fredrickson on charges of pandering and immodesty.
Captain Garion, we're not familiar with this treaty. We would like to send your engineer back and would ask that you send our crewman back. Many thanks. Over.
I apologize. I've seen on board the American vessel.
How?
Look, I'm unable to find a parsimonious explanation right now, but urgently, we must rescue Bjorn. They plan to flog him, to whip him, and you may. They will not return Bjorn under any circumstances.
Are you sure? How do you know?
Well, I've overheard them, yes. They believe that the lack of communications and anomalous occurrences are a result of our actions.
Well, maybe if we tell them we didn't know we were breaking their rules.
No. It will not be successful. They're zealots, okay? I have been inside their vessel. They're from an unfamiliar America.
When you say unfamiliar, have you
If they capture you, they will flog you too, okay? And when that doesn't restore what they perceive as normality, I believe they will kill you. There is a document on the capstan's desk detailing execution by stoning.
Oh my God, are you sure? Maybe
I'm certain!
Well, can you go aboard again?
No.
Why not, Dr. Alketa, if it's not a rude question?
I don't know, okay? Can you disappear at will? No, okay? So I can only apologize. It appears that I am similarly incapable.
Can you see me, Lady Captain? If it's not, I fancy you can hear me. I reckon we're foul, you and me. We'll have to sign articles. You're a smart one, Captain Dalton. Smart as paint. What are you planning now? You wait till we open that hatch and filch us one by one? You think we'll fall for the same daddle twice, does you? All of you vixens, you listen to me now. You open that door, and you open it now. And if and he doesn't, he'll walk the plank.
That isn't even historically accurate.
Why might we open this door, says you? Because I'll grant you safe passage, is why. Square as a block, you as my affidavit. All as them that come soft will shake out another reef, sweet as nature. And them as don't will perish hard, I say again. And why also?
Get rid of screws, he says.
We'll put it for argument, like, that you don't oblige. I'm an easy man, I'm quite the gentleman. But this time is serious. This is business. I reckon I'll have to strike. Which comes hard, you see, for a master mariner to a lady as he's taken a liking to. You come out now, or we'll tie your youngest and freshest mare to the mast, and we'll all take our pleasure on her as cruel as make the angels weep. And then she'll taste the lash. And when her back's flayed and dripping, and the meat parted from her bone, and when she's begging...
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, you could have told me you were going to do that.
I would have if I'd known.
Well, Lordy, old man, now you're having fun?
Venus, this is Calvary. We request that you hand over the immodest woman to our custody immediately for transport to the authorities.
Calvary, if you do not hand over our crew, we will not hand over yours.
You will then be in further breach of God's law, and we will be forced to take punitive action.
They're going to attack us either way. Look, I'll go. Get me something to fight with. We must have an axe or something.
Calvary, can you please clarify?
If you do not hand over the woman and our crew member, we will take them by force of arms. I highly suggest you look to your aft.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Bjorn!
Get the rescue boat. We have to stop them.
They'll get shot.
They want me. Let's give them me.
Where are you going?
I'll take their crewman with me.
You can't just surrender.
I'll use them as a shield.
Dr. Alketa, would you... Dr. Alketa?
Remove his shirt.
I don't accept your authority. We are protected in international waters.
You are protected under the law. Not protected so you can break it. It pains me to do this, Mr. Fredrickson, but do it I must. Your depredations have brought down the wrath of the Almighty. Face what you have done. Take your punishment like a man. For the sake of all of us, repent. Mr. Fredrickson, as acting captain, we hold you responsible for the transgressions of your crew. For the crimes of pandering, of blasphemy, of immodesty, and of failure to display your piety and obedience, I sentence you to 50 lashes to be carried out immediately.
What kind of bloody research ship?
Good one.
Stop! A surrender! You can have your man back!
Sorry for your husband.
Can you swim? The water will hurt!
Yes, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Jump!
Get in!
find him, they will not shoot him.
Just give yourselves up.
Push him in. He's got a life jacket. They'll take time rescuing him. Push him in.
We can't. What if they don't rescue him?
Yeah, come on. Help. Help me. Help me.
No. We can't. What if they don't rescue him? We can't leave him.
You'll burn in hell. Sodomites and whoremongers.
The moment they're on board, get us away from that ship. Scrub that, they'll catch up.
Pull ahead! No!
Get to the armory. Break out the guns.
He's passed, sir.
He's with God now.
You really think we saw the devil himself, sir? I mean...
Ask yourself this, Dr. Levitt. Did that look like anything God made? Fire at will!
Get ready to make way. Get off the deck and get everyone away from the windows.
Full ahead!
Divert all the power to the thrusters.
I did. They're not following. Why aren't they following?
We found the propeller.
Why? How?
We used the auto sub.
What did you foul it with?
The auto sub, you twat.
What about the man? The man in the water. These animals don't rescue him.
What? They must.
Look through the binoculars.
Bloody hell.
Look. They do nothing, these animals.
They've still got their rescue boat.
Yeah, but we cannot go back, Doctor. We have to get away.
We're human beings. We must act.
We can't.
What do we do?
We follow the unusual intruders.
Well, the pirates, you mean? They're pirates, Bjorn. Pirates. Rapey, pillagey pirates.
What do we do if we catch them up, Bjorn? I mean, is there a sort of plan?
This is the plan. We rescue the captain and we go home.
Okay.
The Light of September is funded by its audience. To find out how you can get involved and help us to make more episodes, please go to radiostatic.co.uk.
We'd like to thank these wonderful people whose generosity made this episode possible. Waltz Wizard Marjorie Milner, Peter Scheel, Chris King, Christine Parsons, Dean Harrison, Laurie Bourne, and Peter McAlpine. Thank you so much.
Radiostatic.co.uk.